Is that a steer?
It seems that there is no mercy of Krishna or Guru. So why is that? Why it seems that there is no mercy? Why it seems that there is no mercy for a sadhak? And it seems that he don't get mercy.
Why is there no mercy for a sadhaka?
Why?
Because of aparadhas. Question. You make aparadhas, the mercy stops. Aparadha, what does rada mean? Worship, pleasure, satisfaction. Ah means against. Against the pleasure, against the worship, against the satisfaction. So you act like that, against the pleasure of Vaishnavas, against the pleasure of Krishna, then Krishna and Bhakti Devi become unhappy with you and withdraw their mercy. Kruna is the aura of Bhakti. Bhakti has a halo, aura of Kruna, compassion, kripa, mercy. But she withdraws if mercy if one is an offender. One who is right, behaves properly, always feels their bathing in mercy. It said the Vaishnava is described as Vaishnava Kribambhuti. Vaishnava is an ambhuti of Kriba, the ocean of mercy. Ambhuti means Ambhuti means ocean. Vaishnava Kribambhuti. So you're not feeling, if you have a guru, you're not feeling the mercy of guru and Vaishnavas, it's due to offenses. Seva Aparad, Satakriti, Vaishnava Aparad, Nama Aparad, Jiva Aparad, these are the basic categories of Aparad. Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's 3,500 verses or more all about the danger of Vaishnava Aparad. Thinking is Aparad, speaking is Aparad, acting is Aparad. Body, mind, your words, all three can be Aparads. Skandapuran says, if you're not happy, mentally not happy, when you see a Vaishnava, that's aparad. That's mental aparad. So this is a tough age. We have crazy minds. But you should understand, according to Rupa Goswami and Mathura Mahatmya, unless one gets the mercy of Hari, he or she cannot live 1 minute in Vrindavan. So I saw you last week. I saw you a week before. I saw you a week before that. So it seems you're here for some time. So I don't know, you're talking about no mercy. I see you're a living example of mercy. You're a Swayam Kripa Roop. You're directly the form of mercy before me. You're talking no mercy, and your life is an example of mercy. It's like some sumo wrestler talking about starvation. Nothing personal, of course, by the analogy. Sumo wrestler weighs like 400 kilos. The sumo wrestler said, I'm starving. I'm starving to death. You see, you're telling me I'm not getting any mercy. Woe is me. Last week I gave out my last violin. Next week I'll get a new supply. If you come next Sunday, I'll give you a violin. You can play, wah, 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 wah. I'm so, wah, wah, woe is me. You're the luckiest girl in the world. You should run down the street crazy. Stop singing the blues, man. Chase that blue boy. Don't sing the blues. Run after that blue boy out in the forest. My baby, she left me. Bum, 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 bum. I'm all by myself. My baby, she left me. I don't know what to do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Come on, man. Take some barbersons. Forget all this. Complain. Don't complain, man. Kick out the bad vibes. It's time to rock and roll around the clock. Zai, zai, shi, ra, vi, shi, ra.